Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A man is in custody after leading authorities on a high-speed chase that eventually injured two police officers. It was after he was spotted with his pants down in an Oklahoma cemetery. 29-year-old Anthony Yoder fled into Arkansas and rammed two police cars. The chase with Fort Smith police ended when the man's vehicle slammed into a house at Hackett. Officers said Yoder's pants were still down when they arrested him. An account's been opened at a Blytheville bank to help the family of a police officer who was hurt while trying to stop a robbery earlier this month. Cody Gentry is in intensive care after undergoing brain surgery at Memphis. His family is staying at a hotel there, and donations from the account will be used to help defray costs. Lawmakers in Arkansas are returning to the state capitol this week, and health care and budgets are expected to top the agenda. The House is expected to pass the proposed General Appropriation Act without raises for prosecutors or judges. A $150,000 grant from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation will fund an expansion of a program that helps people with low income prepare their income tax returns. The foundation said today the grant was awarded to Arkansas State University at Mountain Home. It's to help further develop programs in Baxter, Jefferson, Mississippi, Polk, and Pulaski counties. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program will also develop a model that other communities can use. The tax assistance sites are coordinated by nonprofit organizations staffed by volunteers. The program can help qualifying taxpayers claim an earned income tax credit without having to pay for a professional tax preparation service. The foundation says $76 million in federal aid is left on the table every year by Arkansans who fail to claim the earned income tax credit. The Independence County Sheriff's Department investigated break-ins of three vehicles over the weekend, two at East Batesville. Personal property was stolen from two of the three as thieves busted out windows to gain entry. In other activity, Robert L. Foster of Locust Grove reported the theft of a 16-foot dual-axle trailer valued at $1,200. It was loaded with scrap vehicle parts and stolen from his shop area. And police say the farm shop of Charles Frazier on Blackland Road near Oil Trough was broken into and over $500 in farm tools were stolen. And Sheriff Tate Lawrence in Izard County said a disturbance in the early hours of January 24th at a residence in the J-Bar J community near Melbourne resulted in the arrest of Braden Conyers. According to the homeowner, the sheriff said Conyers was found to have entered the residence through a window leading to a daughter's bedroom. The 20-year-old Melbourne man was found under the bed and arrested on the charge of criminal trespass. He remains in the Izard County Detention Facility in lieu of posting bond. And that brings you right up to date.